Our Sunday school teacher says that God will make us like diamonds. But what does that mean?
Diamonds need to be cut and shined to look beautiful, and God needs to do the same to us. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I hope that you're doing well, too. My name is Zach. You know, when a diamond is pulled out of the ground, at first it just looks dull and rough. It has to be polished before it can be used for jewelry. God does the same thing with Christians, too. Just listen to the words of the Apostle Peter. He said, "Even if you must suffer through different kinds of troubles for a short time now, these troubles test your faith and prove that it is pure, and such faith is worth more than gold." Now let's listen to our story. It's entitled, God's Jewels, Part 2. "Take a look at this. This is a diamond," said Mr. Billings, holding up a dull-looking rock. The kids in his Sunday school class looked surprised as they passed it around. The rock looked a lot like a rock they'd find on the side of the road. "Most diamonds look dull like this when they come from the mines," Mr. Billings told them. "Before this diamond can flash and sparkle, I have to cut many little sides or facets in it. Each one must be just the right size and angle to bring out its full beauty. Let me show you." The class grouped around Mr. Billings. He showed them how he had to decide where to split away the rough, unimportant parts and leave smooth facets on the stone. "See how much better this is beginning to look?" he asked after making several cuts. "It has a long way to go, but you can begin to see what it will become." He turned toward the kids. "Here's what I want you to remember. God is also working on his jewels, Christians. What do you think I mean by that?" "That God works in our lives to make us more like Jesus?" said Bo. Mr. Billings nodded. "Yes. When we first come to Jesus and trust him to save us, we are like a rough, uncut gem. Then God begins to develop Christian character in us through our day-to-day experiences. Sometimes he uses trouble and tough times to polish us and make us more like him. But there's a big difference between my cutting and polishing and his. Can you guess what?" "I think I know," said Kylie. "God would never make a wrong cut. He never makes a mistake." "Good answer," said Mr. Billings. "And another difference is that we're not lifeless like this diamond is. We have a choice. We can become bitter about what happens and fight back, or we can trust the Lord to shape our lives. Even though the cutting and polishing may hurt sometimes, he knows what he's doing. He knows what's best for us, and it takes a long time, our whole lives, before he's finished. Trust him to use all your life experiences to shape you into something beautiful." Well, how about you? Have you been having troubles lately? It's hard to go through difficult times, but God can use them to shape you and polish you so that you shine with the light of Jesus. Look to him for strength and comfort as you read your Bible, pray, and spend time with other believers. Trust God to be with you in whatever you're going through. He can use the hard times in your life to deepen your faith and develop your character so you'll become more like Jesus. Our key verse is found in the letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verse 13.
"God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him."
And our key thought for today, God is polishing you. If Keys for Kids is helping you grow closer to God each day now, what will you do when you become a teenager? Well, you can start studying the Bible with our Unlock Teen Devotional. Every day there's a story, a journal entry, or even a poem to help you understand the Bible and to help you use it in your life. It'll help you become more confident in your faith and to share it with your friends. Just ask your parents to sign up for a free subscription through the mail at unlocked.org/subscribe. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.